Okay. Let's go. So we'll just pick up from the beginning of this. V'chein kach l'cho b'som v'voish lo yimne bat m'shicha bat shem ha'mishcha v'chein kach l'cho b'som v'voish lo yimne v'omnom yivne atzivui shetzivonu shenimshach kohanim gedolim u'melachim u'kli ha'kodesh b'shemen ha'mishcha metur. Okay, so Mitzvah Hashem, I'll pick up where we left off last week in the middle. I just want to go through each one at a time. Shenimshach kohanim gedolim. Okay, what's kohanim gedolim? Okay, so it says that tzivui shenimshach, right? Shenimshach kohanim gedolim. So lemaisa, if you open the Torah, there's no tzivui in the Torah to be moishik, to do a mashiach on kohanim gedolim. The Torah describes in a descriptive fashion the kohen gadol as a individual who was anointed, okay? And the Ram in Sefer HaMitzvahs quotes it like that in Minyan HaMitzvahs. I say, Lamed Hey, he shetzivonu sheyielonu shemen osui ala maskeres mircheles mucholem shoyech boy kol kohen gadol sheyisman kmo sheomer. I'm not getting involved with Tishisman and what's going on. That itself is an interesting thing, but that's not our Indian. Va'kriyin shen omer, va'kriyin ha'godo me'echov, ashe yutzak al-roishe shemen ha'mishcha. And that's how we know there's a Mashiach on Kohen Gadol. Okay, it's only a descriptive, okay? But that's good enough. Since the Mitzvah Shem Mishcha, and we know Ki Ilu the Shem Mishcha is Tachlis, so the Tachlis is those that we know in the Torah that there is a Mishicha, you have to do a Mishicha on them. Okay? Correct? The Rambam left out Moshiach Milchama. Okay? And the monk, the Bryson Krisis also doesn't mention it. And Hayim Beis. Ton Ravonah v'yikach Moshe Hashem al Mishkan Yishchaz al Mishkan ubo nimshach u kohanim gedolim v'chulei. It doesn't mention Moshiach Milchama. However, it's clear in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin ein Moshiach imenu lederes el kohanim gedolim u'Moshiach Milchama. And it could be, maybe that's the reason we'll have another option before. The Ram says in Mishneh Torah, in Klei HaMikdash, where he describes what the mitzvah is, mitzvah saseh la'asur shemen ha'mishcha, shiyeh muchan ledvorim shetzrichim mashicha. Boy. And he's very non-descriptive. And that l'chayah includes also Mashiach Milchama. If you start listing, you know, the list l'chayah is exhaustive. And it really is not. Okay. Okay. Shh. That's one. Okay. That's Kohanim Gedolim. Okay. Two. Here comes the more interesting thing, Melachim. Okay. Because Melachim becomes more interesting because there's no mention of Mashiach's Melachim in the Torah. Okay. L'chera, if it is such a mitzvah, shetzivon shenimshach kohanim gedolim u'melachim, you must say that there's a pirush hamakubal from Moshe Rabbeinu that the Mashiach of Melachim is Bechlau, because otherwise, you know, okay? There's another option you could have said that the Mashiach of Melachim that you found in the Nevi'im was a Rasha. It has nothing to do with Mitzvah. Okay? So, according to the Braisa, is very clear. Because the Braisa increases quotes Melachim, okay? But you could have said that it was a Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Novi. The emphasis is, that's Lachra from the Ebenezer. In Ebenezer, in Shmos, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Tzir Masel Ish, he says, Vihine Gideon, I'm just reading the end of it. Vihine Gideon Ushmuel Gamel Yehol Bahar Kamel Helu Oilois. Vizkarti Kacha. Vizkarti Gideon Vavushe Hele Oilois Veinenu Kayin Gamkein Shmuel. He's a Levi. Ki lo yoyil im yiye mi b'nei Korach. Okay. Guess I don't know. My b'nei Korach is more of a milo. Now, v'oy b'cheiz mi b'nei Korach. V'hine akol hero asho'o. Gam kacha nucha loyma b'divlei Shlomo. Ki al hero asho'o b'yad Nosen Hanovi, a god, Nimshach b'shem Mishcha. Okay, so that's like, you know, against everything, but it's certainly logically possible in Pshuto Shel Mikra. Okay? So, what I want to say is, how did the Ram know that it was a Pirish Makubal? How did the Ram know this is really serious? Okay? If you quote L'chor the Bryce increases, you don't know anything. But this Tana Rabbanan increases is a Sifra. And the Sifra is like this. Pashit Sav Vayikach Moshe Es Shemen HaMishcha Mimenu V'chulu Mimenu Nimshcho Aroin Uvonov Kol Shivu Shemei Miluyim Mimenu nimshchu kohanim gedolim umelochim. Okay. Okay, and then the braisa lechera, this oma, this braisa lechera, now becomes a pirush makubal. And this is that, that's what otherwise Ram can't say kohanim gedolim umelochim. Okay. Next question you should ask yourself. Who are these Melachim? Malchei Beis David, any Melech, as Ram writes Melachim, Stam. He doesn't say Malchei Beis David, correct? He says, Beru Nimshchu Melachim. This Kohanim Gedolim Melachim, Uklei HaKedesh B'Shem HaMishcha, is in Hebrew, in the original Arabic text. So, there's no question about what the Rambam meant. Okay. So this is interesting. So, however, the Gemara Krisis and Hamad Bey says, Omar Mar Malchei Beis David Moishchin V'ein Malchei Yisrael Moishchin Minolon Dichsiv Kum Moshcheu Ki zehu ze tov mashicha vein acha tov mashicha. Ki zehu, and he's learning zehu is Malchei Beis David. And in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, ein moishchi men l'deiris el kohanim gedolim u moshuach milchomo Malchei Beis Dovid Bilvad. Abraham Mishneh Torah is very clear that it's Malchei Beis Dovid. So how does he? So what's the Nusach Malachim? The emes is Rav Sadi Goyim. The Eben Ezra, when he quotes Goyim, I assume it's Rav Sadi Goyim. In Perek Lamed, that same Eben Ezra, Omer Hagein, Omer Hagein, Kabbalah Poyis of Yad Yisrael, Sheyimshach David v'Zaroi Mishem el Mishcha. Loim loch macher. Rutz lefor kacha. Bavu shelokach tzodek mishem el Mishcha. Shohoi be'oil moi. Umoshach bo esh lomo. Okay. So you see in Rav Sadi Goy that the Malchi Beis David was part of the Etzem Kabbalah. So I want to tell you the Rambam's Chilik. Okay? So that's it. Rambam's Chilik, and he held that the Pirushim Akubu Moshe, there was never such a din they required Malchi Beis David. Also Malach Mishash Fotem, Mashiach. It's only after the Bechira of Malchei Beis David and the Zechir of Malchei Beis David and Malchus that it was Malchei Beis David. Ki hu, ki zehu. Then it became like that. But prior to that, okay, the same way, just excuse the, you know, the metaphor, the simile, whatever, the same way you'll, the same way that before Beis HaBechira, Shari Tzolos, Kosher Mizbech, he could have had a Bar Masima any place, he could have had Beis HaMikdash any place, he could have had anything. Shiloh, right? But once there was a Bechira, that's it. Once the Bechira, Malchus Beis Dovid, that's it. So, Rebbe said, the shiur increases. That Radak, it's not only that, I'll say even more. At the table, before we say whatever, the same way, you see, I think what happens, the same way in the mitzvah, from Binyan HaMikdosh, it becomes a mitzvah, Binyan Beis HaBechira, as the Rambam says in Ilchos Melachim. Here, the Mashicha was Merich Melachim Stam, and afterwards, it was limited to Malchei Beis David. And the question is, the Mashiach of Shaul by Shmuel Anovi, was that B'Shem and HaFalsam, or that was B'Shem and HaMishcha? So my Rebbe said that this is the Machlok B'Shem Rambam L'Shitosei, that the Ram Shita is that it could have been any Melech before, and the Mashiach of Shaul was B'Shem and HaMishcha. Okay, and the Radak, the Chen is like a Sadi Goy. That the Mashiach of Shaul was with Shem Rafasim or something like that. Okay? Now, let's just see that it's not, you know, it's real. It's beautiful. Okay? And that was Melachim. Okay? The Rambam Perek Aleph of Hilchos Melachim, Halacha Zayin. Kishemamid Mamelech Moishchin Oisai B'Shemen HaMishcha. Shenema, so talk about Shemen HaMishcha, he's talking about the din
But that did you?
And how do you know that Shemamid and Melech you require Hashem and Amishcha? Shenema v'yikach Shmuel es pach Hashemen v'yitzok al roishoy v'yikochehu. This is the Mashiach Mashiach. Okay, that was the Raya. So once you have a Rebbe Shtickle, the Ramo is Gemaldik. That's Lochem Stam. Every word is B'diktok.
The Ramo in the Mitzvah says Ksas Lochem.
Yeah, I understand that. But that's anyway Ksatz Mloch. We don't know what the Ksatz Mlochim are. You know what he's coming to say? Because, see, there's a difference. There are two differences. See, in Kohen Gadol could have been any Kohen, right? Or maybe afterwards there was Mechira as an issue. Okay, I'm not getting involved in that. But here it's only a Melech ben Melech doesn't require Meshicha. So you could be saying Ksatz Mlochim for that. You really... I understand the deal in the Rambam, but you can't really say anything from it because you don't know what he's referring to. Because he says before, what did he say? Read before, and I would tell you the second one, not the way you said it. Read it. By Kohen Gadol, what it says?
By Kohen Gadol, Hatzibush and Stavin Shehei Lanu Shemen Asoy.
Feel free for further.
Moshe by Kohen Gadol, Vehem Moshechem by Mitzas Hamalachem.
No, what's he say by the Kohen?
Muchan Shehei Lanu Shemen Asoy Kefiya Terem Yuchad. Muchan Limshech by Kol Kohen Gadol.
Kol! That's what I'm trying to tell you. There it says Kol Kohen Gadol. And here it says Ksas Malachim. And that the Duke is exactly what I would think, the opposite. It's not about what it's Malach based Dovid, not Malach based Dovid, but a Melech ben Melech. That's the Ram's Lashon Kishemamid in Melech. So it's either at the beginning of the Melucha, before the dynasty starts, Kishemamidin. Ma'amidin. Okay? It's a Gval Gadiuk. Ma'amidin Melech. Ma'amidin Melech is setting up a dynasty. So if you're setting up a dynasty, you need a Mashiach. So Melech ben Melech doesn't need it. But you have to do a Mashiach ben Amachlekes, because that itself is the key of a dynasty. Okay? And that's the core and the Ksas. Okay? Correct? You'd say differently, it's wrong, correct? Okay, right. Now, Merib is made, the Radak is not like this, only Shemin Afam Falsman. Because Radak on the Posik, as Pacha Shemin, this Pacha Shemin, which the Ram says, was Shemin Amishcha, as Pacha Shemin. Loi hoi ze Hashemin Hamishcha. Ki loi hoi moishchi menu, el malchi beis dobit. Avol Shemin Afalsman hoi, vi omu shor shor, V'yehu shenimshchu b'pach le'nimshchu malchuson dovul shleimer shenimshchu b'keren nimshchu malchuson. So he learns that the pach means that it's not the shemen hamishcha, the keren means it is. Okay, we say that. This is upside down, right? Okay, that's two. So we have kohanim gedolim u'malachim. Now, there's an amazing thing that happened here. He says, Ukli HaKedesh. And this is in the Hebrew, in the original Arabic. It means Kli Shoris! Kli HaKedesh. Unless you want to say something else, okay. Ribbono Shelom. Lechera. The mitzvah, Mashiach of Kli Shoris was only a Hero Ashur at the time of Mishkan. And the Rambam is talking about that's the mitzvah of Deiris. It's an amazing thing. Okay? Correct? That's fair. And the Chira, a Mashiach, and a mitzvah, which is a Hirosha, has nothing to do with Sefer Mitzvahs, as we've already partially cherished Gimel. The Ram says very clearly in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis. He says, Kol Klei HaMikdash she'osa Moshe b'Midbar lo niskachu ela b'mishichosa b'shem el Mishra. Shnei Mishochei v'Kadosh Hayisam. V'dov zeh ein al noig l'deiris. Ela kelim kulon kivin shishdamshu b'mikdash b'malachto niskachu shnei ma she'ishosa b'om v'kodesh b'sheiris hei miskachu. It's called Yuma. Yud Beis and Mem Beis. So there's no machlekes about it. So, you know, what's the Ram want here? Vani Eloima. Okay. The Kasha is a good Kasha. Correct? The Ram in Yina Mitzvahs, in Mitzvahs Asse Lamed Hei, again. It's a din, or it's a prat, or the way the mitzvah expresses itself, but this is, okay, it's a paka. Ukfar nimshach boy, but what's a kfar nimshach boy? Hamishkan b'chol kelov? Okay. So that, what it means, the Ram's giving you a history lesson. It's a history lesson. That's the point of Minyan HaMitzvahs. And it's Adraba, because of this, the Rai Doch, that it shouldn't be. You know, what's he talking about, okay? Is that the text? But then he adds a few words. Okay. V'kfar nimshichu boy. HaMishkan b'chol kelim lo yimoshchu lo yimshichu boy hakelim l'deiris. So, Ki b'beyo amu b'sifri she b'mishichoson shel elu kloima klei HaMishkan hukdishu kol hakelim lo osin lovoy? Kol hakelim lo osin lovoy. Oma Yisale Shemen Mishchas Kredish Yezel Yildoseich. Sifri in Pash Bamilbo, Rebbe Oime in Pash Nosoi, Piska Memdalit, Rebbe Oime, Vayim Shochim, Vaykadish Oisom, Loma Nema, Vaykvar Nema, Vayim. So what it means is, even though the Meshicha in Echtimsa Metzias is not Noeg L'Deiris, but the Chalos Kiddish is effective for all the kelim l'deiris, and the kiddush of all the kelim is only an expression, the fallout of the meshicha in midbar. She b'meshichosin shel elu, this kachin kol kelim osin lovoy. Okay. You know, without the Sifri, we can't even get started to understand. The question is, what does it mean? It all sounds like, what's good to get? It's a sleep day. Okay. So it means that the avodasan, the kachosam and chanchosam, is only the whole reason why we have the apparatus of avodasan and kachosam and chanchosam, is only because there was a Mashiach, and somehow it's extended. That even the Mashiacha of Moshe Rabbeinu on the Kelim wasn't really Hilul Hashem. This is also part of the Mitzvah of Deiros. Okay? It's an amazing thing. So this sounds something like the Ramban, that the Ramban says that if the Inyan is kind with deiros, it's kemitzvah l'deiros, something like that, as it says in the Bahag. If this is correct, maybe, listen to this, a gemara in Shavuos, Tezvot Omer Aleph. V'chein tasu l'deiros, mosiv rovo kol hakelim she'osam Moshe b'shichosam mikachosam. Mikan v'eilech avoidoson mechanchosam. It doesn't say avoidoson mikachosam, avoidoson mechanchosam. So kubin v'shari is that the kiddush is from the Mashiach of Moshe. But all you do is chinuch. Avodah samachan chosam. And maybe this is what Rabbeinu Hillel means. I'm just going to read to you. Rabbeinu Hillel Sipri. I mean, this is, you know, if it hadn't been this Ram, the Sipri, looking this Ram over here and sharing you, it just is completely, it's like it's impossible to even begin to think about it. I mean, Hillel says in Sifri, Shebavos hakelim lemikdosh miskachin liposel betfu yom bulino. So maybe he means that the kiddush is chal miyad ba'avoso. And the hechsha avoida, see, he says, we possibly possible. You see, you have to understand. So I remember learning with Moshe, and I was like, you know, when I'm learning menachas, I was throwing around, saying off the Zayda, there was a kiddush liposel, it's kedusha guf. And sometimes it's mekadosh lemitzvosa, okay? So originally, sometimes kelim are not mekadosh in lakol. For example, a klisholis is ancient lebetz. I'll give you a wild example. In the in zvochim later on, maybe it's in the pegilim or something like that. The sheep lebetz says the klisholis outside of mikdash mikais liposel. Okay, there's certain things you look in the Mishnah, in Mila, that they sometimes immediately, sometimes he costs the apostle, and it sometimes costs the fakrov itself. See, he talks about kiddush liposel in Rabbeinu Hillel. So I was wondering, maybe it's bedavka, and maybe avos of the mikdash is chal dush taguf, and the avodos of mechan chosel is something else. That's fakrov. That's fakrov. I don't know, I'm not, you know, I'm not sure about it, but it could be, they call it kosher. And that depends on Kedusha Guf. Okay. Okay. However, Klish. Excuse me, sorry. It's the Yishalmi, excuse me, it's Yishalmi. Yishalmi in Megillah. Maybe it's Perikim, I'm not sure. I think it's Perikim, something I got. I think it's Perikim of Megillah, Halacha Aleph, okay? If I'm not mistaken. Klisholos, me amosa hen kedushin. Miyad, oi bishas tashmish. Inte miyad, nicha. Inte bishas tashmish, ki echad hen kedushin miskachim. Nicha shal moisha, she niskachu, b'shemen ha-mishcha u'b'dam the kelim of Moshe were kiddush, was a dual kiddush shemen ha-mishcha u'b'dam v'shal shloima ki echol hen kiddushim mekashim v'tisla oretz v'yim afanem mitirch shal Moshe v'tirch shal Shlomo lo ho yishom shal Moshe ka'achas hen kiddushim mekashim. So it means that l'chatchili take it from a keli which had a Meshicha Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mincha, and you move to the other keli that's Mekadosh. But if it doesn't exist, it's not Likuba. And the Kedush is Chal, Miyad, Kedushin and Miskachin. And Yishalmi is talking about a Kedusha of a combination of Shemen and Mishchen Dom. And the Medrash Rabbah only quotes the Dam. Doesn't quote Shem Mishch at all. The Medrash Rabbah, Shmois Rabbah, Pashas Boy, Perek Desvo, Piska, Chav Dalet, Kishem Shekidish Moshe, B'dam HaMizbeach, O Yayin Nesech, O Mincha, Mare B'Kli Chol, U'Kli Kodesh Miskadesh. So this, we have to ask ourselves what's going on with Yishalmi. The Kedusha of Miskachim is a reflection of the Kedusha, and this is something, it's what's happening, and what Yishalmi don't understand, what's going on with the Dam and the Medrash Rabbah. Okay? So this L'chaira needs explanation. However, the question is, is the Rama Mishneh Torah like the Sefer HaMitzvos? And maybe Mishneh Torah, he fell off this approach, and he holds that the Kiddush Kelim with Shemen HaMishcha was a Rasha. Okay? Because he says, let's see, he goes out his way and says it wasn't the Deiris. So it could be in Ram Mishneh Torah, he says the mitzvah is lefi ledvo matzrichim boy. Okay? So the Meshicha, the mitzvah is only as much as it's needed, okay? And the deiris is not needed for anything, so it's b'chal not part of the Meshicha. You see, the way he says it in Sefer HaMitzvos, he says it for this, and for that. And since it's basically needed in the Nusach of the mitzvah, the Kelim is part of the Nusach HaMitzvah. So in Meila, it's lost. I'm just wondering whether the Rambam might have changed the Nusach in Mishneh Torah and Mikavono. Because he is not of the opinion like in Sefer HaMitzvos and the whole Mashiach of Zohar Shor. So the question is, what's going on? Because in Minyan HaMitzvos, in Mishneh Torah, the Nusach of the Mitzvah is the Dvor Matzvichim boy, and you get the impression that l'deiris, it's avodoson mekadshoson, okay? Whereas in Sefer HaMitzvos, he lists them very clearly, and it's not avodah samecha. It's the lost lovo. It's part of the kiddush of the original kiddush of Moshe somehow reflects itself there. Okay. Now, we pointed out, last time that the difference in the Nusach, whether the Asiya is part of the Mitzvah Shemar Mishcha, okay? In Mishneh Te, in Sefer Mitzvahs, the Asiya is only Akdoma L'chayu, okay? And the Mitzvah is the Mishicha, okay? In Minyan Mitzvahs, the mitzvah is there should be kayim for the tachlis, okay? The tachlis is the chal Hashem, okay? In the mitzvah, okay? In minyan kotzer it's a nimshach boy, okay? But you have to understand, even in minyan kotzer, I don't think he mentions. You can look over there. I don't think he mentions the kli shoris in the minyan kotzer. Okay. Okay. Now, okay, now so we discussed this last time. We discussed that it's taka, the taka is the chal Hashem in the etzim shemen. It's not a chal. It's a chal Hashem in the Nusach HaMitzvah, and it's a chal Hashem midrais in the Shemen. And that's the Gemara Krisis, that you would have said Nas in the Mitzvah, so without a sepik, it's a kosel. Correct? As we saw, Rabbi calls in the Igris HaGrid, and it was true, as he says that the Shemen Mishra base is a Kushnita. Even though with the Kiyum Kushnita in general, it's Paka, here the question is what exactly happens, the sepik, it's a kosel, that it doesn't happen. Okay, and this is not one of the things that's nas to mitzvah, so that moiling boy. So it's something works in a different way. I'm not getting involved. It's not negate us. Now, I just want to finish. I spoke about this all last week. I just want to put everything in. But what's the end of this? Because the chayla. The Rambam Mishneh Torah is seisa the whole Yisrael Asiri, because the Rambam says, and he's and she ain't more than Akdomos. And Pashas is Asir Shemen Amishcha is he Yamitzvah, because the Rambam in the Protein Mitzvah, the beginning of Hilchos Klei Mikdash, La says Shemen Amishcha. It is true in Klei Mikdash, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, okay? Mitzvah say Lasa Shemen Amishcha, Shiyah Muchan, Ledvorim, Shetzrichim Meshicha Boy, Shnev Rasisa, Oise Shemen Mishchas Kredesh, Vigoymer. Vigoymer. See here, this is exactly what my Rebbe suggested. Wherever you could have moved, veered away from what the Rambam says over here in the Shoyrish slightly, and say wherever the Agdoma is a Chal Hashem, it could also be part of Nusach HaMitzvah. And that's basically what happened. Because the Asiya Shem and HaMitzvah is a Chal Hashem. And he made quite a Kledesh, if you remember. So, however, the mitzvah and when the mitzvah is not it, the gedom can be part of the Nusach HaMitzvah, but the tachlis is also included in the mitzvah. Okay. Because Ram says, the same way he did in Pita Makteres, is the mitzvah was, he said, Asiyas Hakteres, in Perik Beis, okay, of Klei HaMikdash, but there we form with Nuscha Mitzvah, it's the Daktoros Hakteres. Here, the Ram is medaktik in the Begoymer. It's in some Fusim, it's not there, but Kamat, all the Kisvayat, it's there, Begoymer. So I'm just, might have, you know, left it out. It's irrelevant. Okay. Provoke verbosity. Because the Ram means to say the whole Pasuk. V'yasisa, Risei, Shemen, Mishchas, Kridish, Rekeach, Mirkachas. Maasei Rekeach. Shemen Mishchas Kredesh Yehye. The Yehye is also part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not only a seer, but it should be Kayim. Muchan the Mashiach. Shemen Mishchas Kredesh. It's a Shemen Mishchas Kredesh. Shemen Mishchas Kredesh, yeah. And that's why the Rambam defines the mitzvah, mitzvahs asay, laasay Shemen HaMishcha, shemuchan advon, shetzricha Mashicha boy. Shemen Mishchas Kredesh, shenema, v'yasisa Shemen v'goymer. Okay? So he's not chilek legamre, but he just says that the asiya, it doesn't have to. The hakdoma is, he agrees hakdoma can't be a separate mitzvah, but in the certain circumstances of the chadoshem and the raisa with dinim yuchadim, it's part of the mitzvah. And it could be there's no stira b'chlal, because you notice carefully. The only Hakdomo that Ram quotes, both by Shemen HaMishcha and by Keteres, is not the Asiyas HaShemen HaMishcha and the Asiyas HaKeteres, but Kach Lecho B'Somim Roish. That Kicha is certainly only Hakdomo, is not part of. However, when he got to Lechem Aponim, before, he was much more verbose about it. He talked about not only the Kicha, but he talked about the Asiyas Alechem, or the Afiyah, all that. The Ram is Zagdom. That's what he says, Zagdom. But here he doesn't say it. He says, no steel of Bukhah, we don't know. That he says the Ki, who, Eino Roi Shim Nelekichas Haselas, mitzvah vasiyosei lechem mitzvah. And it's mamash from where we said. It's different. Okay. Now, I just want to point out to you, in this Shemen Mishchas Kredesh Yiyeh, there are two psukim, okay? And the Ram over here, even if it's referring to the end of the pasuk, is not the Yiyeh that he's quoting in Sefer Mitzvos and in Minyan HaKotzer, okay? It's a different pasuk. I'll explain to you what I mean. The end of this part, because in he doesn't bring in Mishnah Siman, because every time he quotes the other parts, he says Shemen Mishchas Kredesh Yezeh Lila Dorosech Shemen Mishchas Yezeh Lila Dorosech. And look at me in a kotzer, Shemen Mishchas Yezeh. That's what the pasuk is quoting Mishnah Torah. Here is quoted with Sisa, he said, Shemen Mishchas Kredesh Uekech, Meise me kech, shemme mishchas kodesh yiye. So I would tell you like this. Tram mishroshim and minyan amitzis Let's just see the psukim. We are B'nai Yisrael. Let's see before we see the pasuk. We are B'nai Yisrael to Dabe Leimo, Shem Mishchash Kodesh Yiyezeh Lila Doiseichem. Abasar Odom Lo Yisoch, Umaskut Lesasu Kamo, Kodesh Hu, Kodesh Yiyelochem. Ish Asher Yukach Kamo, Vasher Yiteng Mimenu, Al Zav Nichus Me'amov. The Ram quotes this pasuk of Zeh. He quotes it together with the Ashora of Maskutai and the Ashora of Sicha. Correct? Two Lav in the Torah. And it could be the Rambam holds that this Shemen Mishchas Kodesh Yezeh Lila Doiseichem in Seifam, and it could be in the Shroshim over here where he doesn't quote a pasuk. Okay, he doesn't. There's no tzivui, and in Mishneh Torah he holds it's not a tzivui. Okay, and I'll tell you why. Let me read you another Rambam. Perek Aleph claimed Mikdash Halacha Hei. Hasoch Mishemen HaMishcha Kizayis B'meizit Chayev Kolos. B'shoegi Mevi Chatos Kavua Shnema V'ashiyiti Meno Azar M'nichas Me'amov V'ein Chayovim El Asichas Shemen HaMishcha Sh'asa Moshe Rabbeinu Shnema Mimenu. Because the Hemshech of the Pesuk Mize Shenema Boy Shemen Mishchas Kodesh Yiye Zehli Umeyom Nasa Shemen Achutz Mima Shasim Moshe Rabbeinu. So it means in the Pashas Lashon Rambam that Shemen Mishchas Kodesh Yiye Zehli is not a tzivui, but it's a din in the Ashara Al Basal Odom Lo Yisach, that the Ashara of Al Basal Odom Yisach is Nema only on the Shemen Shasa Moshe Rabbeinu. And Biskerov Zichron Levocha says this to the Shulman Krisis. Heyman Aleph, Tiru Master Hine Ma De Shemen HaMishcha, Ubir hach dina, the madich siv yiye zeli do sechem, ain a pirish the ach apostle. You can make another one. If the maisa, it would be any more shemen. You have to make others. So what's zeh? Umela, ain a pirish the ach apostle with tzorach dafka zeh shosse. Moshe, after din hu be'ose she'osa Moshe, the kozman ukayim she'yiye l'deiris, u'memela di acha lo imahani, avol ein ze din mesuyim t'zorach dafka siyeh shel Moshe v'acha posel. Di me'emes yichle shel Moshe yehei tzorach la'aseis acha, v'after kabol hi the kulu kayim b'nes. Omnom b'chiv sicha nire. The who din den chayovim ki'im al shel Moshe. V'loshen Rambam b'hilchos klei hamikdash ein chayovim al sicha es shemen hamishcha she'osa Moshe el hashem shel shenema mimenu mize shenema boy mize shenema boy shem hamishcha kodesh yiyezeh li So what I'm telling you, I'm suggesting, see, it could be in Minyan HaKotzer, and in Minyan HaMitzvah, he's ready to say this pasuk, Zeli, is the mitzvah, that's what he quotes. And it could be in Mishneh Torah, it's very clear that it's not a mitzvah, it's not a tzivui, it's just a way of identifying, okay? The one that is a lav. So if this is Nichleh, you can't violate the lav anymore. Okay, of Sicha, correct? But the Lav Sicha is also the Deiris, because the Kaf's not Kayim, like Zayin Amamin, okay? But the Lav was said on this Shemin, okay? So I'm just wondering, maybe the, not only the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah holds like that, I see the Rambam Mishneh Torah holds like that, but even the Rambam Shoshim, who doesn't quote Bechala Pasik, holds that this Pasik is not a tzivoy, but he holds both of them not a tzivoy. Now, that's why he held there was no mikvah b'chuka. And it could be, if you flip and do it differently, you see the yiyah in that the Rambam quotes Mishneh Torah, even over here in the Shoshim, it could have been a tzivui, but maybe it's only part of the Hakdoma. It's part of the parasha of the Asiyah. So in Mela, it couldn't be Minyan HaMitzvahs. So the Rambam over here is bankrupt, and that's why he leaves it without a pasuk. Okay? I'll call you up on Makayim B'Shoshim. Okay, here. Now, I guess I planned to finish, but I guess I'm not going to do that. Okay. The Omnom, let's go. V'Zeis, okay. Okay, let's continue. 1 second, let's see. Yeah. V'Aladerech Hazeh, Hekesh, Kol Ma'ashedoyim Aloy. Hakesh, Kol Ma'ashedoyim Aloy. Is that the translation? What does he have about Derech Hazeh? What's his translation?
Tidon kol adoyim alav.
Nidoy.
Tidon.
Tidon. That probably is better. I think you have to check this out. I think that if I'm not mistaken, the original Arabic translation of words that require, when they talked about Yugimumidus, that was used with anything that requires intellectual prowess in order to work it out, okay? So I think it's not hekesh, hakesh. It really is to evaluate and equate and think about things. Okay? It's not, these are only four examples, any of them. Ad shelo yisra be'etzlecho ma she'en roi l'rabois. And the problem was the extra mitzvahs over here. En roi l'rabois. V'zeis kavonaseinu b'zeh ha-sherish, or he'll probably say matoraseinu, tapach, right? It's really probably more, here it's probably more meaning of matora, okay? V'hu dovu mavur. V'omno zichonuhu v'oralnu olav. I don't know, oralnu olav, v'chois heranu olav, it's better. It's a word, he'olav. Is much better than Olam. He said, wake yourself up. It's a little strange. The translation of my mission is, I think, a little bit. I'm not sure about this Rabbim over here, because he doesn't have a Rabbim. Kam Tolo Gamke. Okay? Correct? Umonu Ksas Hakdomois Mitz HaMitzvahs Im HaMitzvah Atzmo Kishtei Mitzvahs. So the problem is dual. The problem is ksas, and the problem is kishtei mitzvahs. I want to work out the first thing. The kishtei mitzvahs means they quote in minyan mitzvahs the asiya and the tachlis as two separate mitzvahs. But in general, it's not a rule that you do that. It's only ksas. It's the same, we'll come back to this.
You mean inconsistency?
The lack of inconsistency the lack of clear rules. That's what he says, k'sas. Okay? So every word over here is meduyik, correct? Mor k'sas ha'domus ha'mitzvus im ha'mitzvah atzmo k'shtei mitzvus. K'mo sh'izboye l'mi sh'yovin minyan ha'parshiyos sh'zoch ha'boy Reb Shimon Karo Zal Hu. Okay? That's what the Baal Lach has done, is he called Reb Shimon Karo. Okay? There's different, the Chachme, that's the Chachme Svalad held, the Reb Shimon Karo. The Chachme Achim has talked about as a Yehudoi Goy. Okay? Not getting into the factual, historical issues, but that's the way he looked at it, which the Chachme Svalad. Okay? B'chol, K'mo she's Boya, but he doesn't say who did it. He just says it's only those that follow. It was the culprit, okay, is someone who follows the approach of the Alachos Gedolos that counts parashiyos. V'chol mi shenimshech achrov mizrichei, zrichei is very strange, maskirei or something like that, okay, haparashiyos b'minyonim, okay. This we have, correct? Now, let me tell you something short. The Rav once told us when we go over this mitzvah there. The Rav once told us when we're learning there, I was this Shurish or Shurish Lishi. The Rav told us the following. He said, maybe that's Kufa, what the Halachos Gedolos had in mind in Parshas, that it is true. The mitzvahs I say, Loisa said, have rules. But parshas are beyond the rules. Okay? Therefore, parshas, you might have mitzvahs in that noig l'dayos. And in parshas, you can have hakadomos. And, okay? You have hakadomos. And I could add in that, maybe in parshas, you can have what the Rambam quotes, shirano. And they might not be real tzivuyim, because the Baloch Gedolos quotes in the Parshiyos the Tumas. And it's like, you know, it's like creating a new category which has no rules. That's basically what he's saying. Which is an amazing thing if it's true. Okay. That's what he suggested. Now, as he suggested to us. Okay. Now, I'm just going to tell you in short, okay, and then we'll close. Okay, believe that. In short, it's going to be difficult to make a case that in Ram's eyes, the culprit is the Bahag. If the manuscript of the Bahag that we have is the same manuscript the Rambam had, it's difficult to make a case because all these things are counted in parashas. Okay. So you can talk about that he counts the asiyah as part of things, okay? But the point the Rambam is talking about is the ribui mitzvahs, the counting is two, and that doesn't exist. Okay? What I'm going to try to do with Metz Hashem next week, and I guess next week in Metz Hashem will start the 11th Shurish. It'll just be just the first few minutes this year. I just cut up because I don't want to miss this. I'm going to try to make a case that maybe the culprit was Rav Sadika. And we'll see if it's possible. You have to, you see, I wish I had now the kit that they're publishing now, Rav Sadika from Kitne Geniza. What I'm only going to use is the Asholos that was published in the Siddur, but it might be, you have to see the various nuschos, so I'm not getting involved in it, and I'm going to show and pick this up next week, believe it.
My car is still in the shop. I'm walking home.
Okay.